The biggest item, biggest single item, is operational and grant reductions at the Department of Human Services. It'll be modifying existing contracts and, you know, doing a hiring freeze and reduced overtime. The governor said, you know, that's going to hurt. That is, you know, one of the state's most basic functions, state government's most basic functions is taking care of the most vulnerable citizens. And, you know, a lot of that casework comes out of the Department of Human Services and other social service agencies like Department of Children and Family Services, Healthcare and Family Services. You know, this is hard, and it kind of, it harkens back to where we were really five and four years ago during the depths of the budget impasse under former Governor Bruce Rauner. We also have some reductions elsewhere, like at the Department of Corrections. Trying to reduce the prison population is actually something that, you know, goes back several years. And the governor also announced that he would, you know, form a kind of task force to look at possible permanent prison closures. And then the governor also announced he wanted to look at a possible $75 million in savings by negotiating furlough days with state employees represented by AFSCME and other public sector unions, something that those unions immediately pushed back on yesterday.
Yeah, let's talk about some reaction to the governor's announcement this week. You mentioned a little bit about AFSCME not being happy. What did they have to say when they made their official announcement reacting to the governor's plans?
Basically, they called his plan extreme, and which again harkens back to the days of the budget impasse with both sides, you know, calling each other extreme. And, you know, they said that frontline workers, state employees, again, these are the folks who are providing direct services, or at least facilitating the, you know, providing direct services to the state's most vulnerable. And they also brought up the fact that many of those state employee frontline workers have gotten sick with COVID, you know, and some of them have even passed away. And that is, you know, they're saying we can't balance the budget on the backs of these people who've already sacrificed so much.
Of course, more reaction coming in as well from legislative leaders. What have they had to say so far?
Democratic Senate President Don Harmon, he put out a statement saying, you know, we'll work with the governor, standard boilerplate stuff there. But, you know, Republican leaders, they said, governor, this is a problem of your own making, which to an extent, if we're going to talk about the immediate recent past, is true. But when you take the longer view, I mean, he didn't create it. Sure, like the Democrats who have been in power, like they definitely share a lot of the blame for the state's long-term fiscal unhealth. But, you know, the governor came in and he had a very rosy first year as being governor. And then basically, as soon as his, 14th month hit, we got a pandemic. So it's hard. But, you know, as is the saying around Springfield, governors own all problems.
All right, Hannah, so as we kind of take all that in, what do you see happening next in this whole process?
Well, you know, I see a lot of pushback, and I see a lot of gridlock. I don't really see a world in which people immediately come together and say, okay, these are the cuts that are realistic. I mean, unfortunately, before anything gets done, I see some gridlock coming our way.